'Tis not likely," said the parson, "for the storm last night would have washed all that away."
"I could find the place," said Tom, "where the boat was drawn upon the beach."
Why then, that's something to start from, Tom," said his friend. "If we can find that, then perhaps we can find whither they went from there."
"If I was certain it was a treasure box," cried out Tom Kist, "I would rake over every foot of sand betwixt here and Henlopen to find it."
"'Twould be like hunting for a pin in a haystack," said Parson Jones.
As Tom walked away home, it seemed as though a ton's weight of gloom had been rolled away from his soul. The next day, he and Parson Jones were to go treasure hunting together. It seemed to Tom as though he could hardly wait for the time to come. A Scrap of Paper, Key to the Pirate's Treasure. The next afternoon, Parson Jones and Tom Kist started off together treasure hunting. Tom carried a spade over his shoulder, and the old gentleman walked along beside him with his cane. As they jogged along up the beach, they talked together about the only thing they could talk about, the treasure box.
"And how big did you say it was?" quoth the good gentleman.
"About so long," said Tom Kist, measuring off upon the spade, "and about so wide, and this deep."
"And what if it should be full of money, Tom?"
said the parson, swinging his cane around and around in wide circles in the excitement of the thought, as he strode along briskly.
"Suppose it should be full of money, what then?"
"By Moses," said Tom Kist, hurrying to keep up with his friend. "I'd buy a ship for myself, I would, and I'd trade with India and China, I would. Suppose the chest was all full of money, sir, and suppose we should find it. Would there be enough in it, do you suppose, to buy a ship?"
"To be sure, there would be enough, Tom. Enough and to spare, and a good big lump over,"